Hare Krishna. So Krishna tried his best to tell Arjuna what is the difference between body and soul. So from text number 11 onwards he started, till text number 15 he spoke about the body and soul. And then from text number 16 to 25 Krishna spoke about different qualities of soul, that how soul is indestructible, how it cannot be burnt by fire, cut by weapons, or moistened by water, dried by wind, and so on and so forth. So after explaining all that, Krishna is looking at the face of Arjuna. And Arjuna is still like, So Krishna, looking at Arjuna's face, Krishna starts giving different arguments now. Now these different arguments are very nice. Krishna is actually speaking different philosophies, atheistic philosophies. Looking at Arjuna, and Krishna is thinking, okay, chalo, if not these, then at least be convinced with this. And that's what today we're going to see, one of them, one of the philosophies that Krishna is putting forward. Text number 26, it goes like this. Atha chainam nitya jatam Nityam vamanya semritam tathapi tvam mahabaho nainam shochitum arhasi. So here Krishna is saying, athacha manyase, if you think so, what? That enam, this soul, nitya jatam, is ever born, va, and nityam amritam, or nityam mritam, that is, it ever dies. So basically Krishna is saying, if you think that soul takes birth and it dies, still, tathapi, still, tvam, nainam sochitum arhasi, mahabaho, oh mahabaho, oh mighty armed one, oh kshatriya, even if you think that soul takes birth and dies, you still have no reason to lament. Now, what is Krishna trying to tell here? Let's understand this. Which philosophy is Krishna speaking? Krishna is speaking a philosophy or vada or argument, which is called as Baudha Vada. And here, Prabhupada is mentioning two terms. One is Lokayatikas and Vaibhashikas. Now let's understand what do you mean by this Lokayatikas and Vaibhashikas. Lokayatikas, you might have heard a person named Charvak. So Charvak is a very ancient atheist. So atheists have been there from a long, long time. In fact, if Krishna is speaking this philosophy, then it means even at that time in Dwapar Yuga, there were some people who were atheistic, not believing in the concept of soul or existence of soul. So Lokayatikas, one of them was Charvak, the leader of all those ancient atheists. So what was their philosophy? Their philosophy was, this body itself is soul. I repeat, so their philosophy is, this body itself is soul. And it is the nature of the body to take birth and die. So you take birth and then you die. So completely finished, because the body is finished. So therefore Charvak, you know, very beautifully he says, Rinam kratva ghritam pibet javat jivet sukham jivet. So he says that javat jivet sukham jivet. Live your life happily till the point you are alive. And at that time, in the ancient time, drinking ghee or eating palatable foodstuffs made up of ghee was called as enjoyment. So he says that rinam kritva ghritam pibet. Suppose you don't have money. If you don't have money, no problem. Borrow the money, drink ghee nicely, live your life nicely, happily, and die. Because anyways, when you die with this body is finished, life is finished, there is no trace of your existence. This is Lokayatikas. That the body itself is soul. Body will take birth and die. So, completely dead. You're no more. So, enjoy. This first one. Second one is Vaibhashikas. Vaibhashikas are basically the Buddhists. So they do believe that Atma is Vijnana Swarupa. Means they do agree that Atma is different than the body. But the problem is, the belief is this, the philosophy is this, that Atma deteriorates along with the body. This is what is the philosophy that they believe in. So Atma deteriorates with the body. So the body has taken birth, Atma has taken birth, and Atma and body, both of them, they deteriorate and finally die. So that's what Krishna is saying. If you believe, O Arjuna, that enam nitya jatam va nityam mritam, if you think that the soul takes birth or dies and dies, still you don't have any reason for lamentation. But then how is it that this philosophy will help Arjuna to overcome the lamentation? Before that, you know, I forgot to mention this point about the scientists. So yes, Lokayatikas, then Vaibhashikas, and the modern day scientists, all are in the same line. So what are the modern day scientists saying, or the modern day philosophers? The body is a combination of physical elements, and at a certain stage, the life symptoms develop by interaction of the physical and chemical elements. So basically, the philosophy which they put forward is, this body is nothing but combination of chemicals, or life is nothing but combination of chemicals. And when the chemicals are combined, at certain point of time, life will start manifesting. There was one conference that was going on, an international conference. And one of a very great devotee, who was also a great scientist, he was there in that conference. So a scientist was giving this philosophy, this particular theory. So this devotee, he got up, he raised his hand, and he said, okay, whatever chemicals you want, I'll give you. You make a life and show, you create a life and show. And at that time, that particular scientist was presenting, bolti band, he couldn't speak anything after that. So why is it that if this is the philosophy, then why we're not able to create life? Because it's bogus, simple. All these three philosophies are bogus. That's what is the point that we're making here. Now, how these philosophies are going to help Arjuna? Here, there are two reasons that is given. First one is, no one laments the loss of a certain bulk of chemicals. Suppose chemicals are lost, then why you have to lament? Okay, chemicals are, you know, so many chemicals are there, it's lost. In fact, here Prabhupada says a very nice thing, that now in the modern science and scientific warfare, so many tons of chemicals are wasted. So it's same, so many tons of chemicals are wasted. So one body died, some chemical wasted, simple. Oh Arjuna, why are you lamenting? What is the problem? First one. Second thing that Prabhupada is mentioning here is, there are so many living entities getting generated out of matter every moment, and so many of them are being vanquished every moment. So if there were no rebirth for the soul, O Arjuna, you have no reason to be afraid of being affected by sinful reactions. So many are taking birth, so many are getting vanquished. And if the soul is not having a rebirth, then why are you getting tensed about sinful reactions? Don't worry. Fight. Why are you lamenting? These were the different reasons, right, Arjuna was giving. So that's what Krishna is telling here, that in any case, O Arjuna, don't lament. There is no cause of lamentation. So what you're supposed to do? Get up and fight. this is the line which Krishna is repeating again and again. And here, a word is used. Mahabaho. Mahabaho. That is, O mighty armed one, O Kshatriya. I'm sure. Basically, he uses this word sarcastically, taunting. Oh, Mahabaho, I'm telling this philosophy to you, but I'm sure you don't subscribe to this philosophy, because you're a mighty armed one, you're a Kshatriya, and you follow Vedic principles. That is whatever I spoke previously. In this way, Krishna, very beautifully, he gives a philosophy, and then he's convincing Arjuna, I know you don't follow this philosophy. Now again, Krishna is going to give one more philosophy in the next verse. But before that, before I end my talk for this particular video, for this particular shloka, the takeaway is that there are n number of philosophies all around. People will speak whatever that comes to their mind. But then, how do we understand the absolute thing when we refer to Bhagavad Gita? Only this is the place where we'll understand the absolute thing. If we start subscribing to different philosophies existing now in the current modern day, surely we'll get deviated from the path of perfection of human form of life. And if we subscribe to any of the philosophy, one or the other day we'll understand that yes, what I was following, what I was believing was improper, and that day we will be shattered like anything. So instead of subscribing to some human being's philosophy who calls himself as perfect, let's subscribe to the philosophy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna, which he's speaking here in Bhagavad Gita. That we are not the body, we are spirit soul, and we are eternal. And our constitutional position is to serve Krishna, connect back to him. And how do we connect back to him in this modern age? By chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So let's meet and discuss the next philosophy that Krishna is giving in the next verse. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz, and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.